Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What type of mood you trying to set here off with that song?
I told you I didn't pick the song. I gave it to Dove.
Dove, what type of mood you trying to set here on the show?
I thought you could do baseball, so I thought the dream isn't over.
Okay.
That song's horrendous.
Hold on a second. That's a song that Sal emailed me
to
put in rotation.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it is.
No chance. I like that song. I would never suggest playing that. We have a cross of communication here. What song did you?
Isn't that from like Party of Five or 902? I think it
play
was
it
a
again.
Theme
can
on
you
a
play?
Show.
Can you play it again real quick? Because I do like the. You don't like the song at all?
Nah.
Hey now.
Yeah, that's song. It. Yeah, that's the chorus.
Yeah, it's a good
and
song.
I like cheesy song. I admit it. I just don't like this one.
But it's like, you know, it doesn't fit the.
If you're trying to make babies, good song.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm about to go to Echo here.
Right. That's the only type of movie we're trying to send here.
Who sings this again? Do you know?
Yeah, I have no
Not
idea.
Not Tears for Fears.
But Crowded the House? The chorus is great. If you could get to the hook of that
Crowded
song.
Crowded House? Did you send him something else with the title Don't Dream It's Over? Or is it maybe that's where it is? Like maybe you're thinking like a hip hop song and he's thinking
possibly
this.
Yeah. All right. Either way, the BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac,
poor
the official
Dolph.
Luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. I mean, I like the song, I just don't like that mood. All right, so Jackson Dart Sunday. We'll get to the baseball coming up in a little bit. Obviously, the excitement around Jackson Dart and the Giants, seeing what they could do here. Does a win, BT, to you from the Giants? Let's say the unlikely scenario, Jackson Dart lights it up, Giants are going nuts, Dable outcoaches Harbaugh. Not sure that's going to happen, but let's just say that it does. Defense shows up and gets to Herbert. Do you think that the Giants' season can be back on as far as the wins, losses go?
Temporarily, because I think they probably win the next week, so they'd be two in a row, and then you get
two and three.
You know, at least that just gets us to a point where we can at least have a meaningful conversation.
Split with the Eagles, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, those rivals, even bad Jets teams have beaten really good Bills teams over the years. And, you know, I mean, if you can win this game, number one, especially if Dart's in the middle of it, you know, then maybe the defense gets their act together and saying you start seeing more from Abdul Carr. And again, defense hasn't been bad, but I mean, you start seeing some disruptive game-changing plays. Yeah, I think it would be a totally different feel for me. It would be exciting.
So then it's still there. So then it is possible. Now, at 0-3, it seems impossible to make the postseason. Forget about the Giants' history or Dable or anything like that. If the pieces are in place on defense, and they are, and they've gotten healthier on the offensive line with Thomas, and they get better quarterback play if they get better quarterback play with Dart, and they mess around and win this game. Obviously, this is the one they have to get. You can't go 0-4 and then just beat the Saints and then expect to get pile up the wins. If they can steal one here against the Chargers at home, beat the Saints, which everybody would expect to do because the Saints are awful. Yeah, I mean, maybe you can make a case for splitting with the Eagles, beating the Niners or Bears.
Beating the Commanders at home.
Yeah,
usually playing pretty tight.
Dallas later in the year as well.
At home.
You could start to think about maybe it does. And then if the Giants do finish strong and win, let's just say, six games, then that does give you reason to hope and believe that, okay, well, Dable went to his guy, developed his guy, the team started to show signs, winning some games here, and then you can be excited about next season.
I think you could even be excited about next season, even if you don't get some of the wins that we're talking about maybe as possible. Like, if Dart plays well and the Giants lose some tight ones, but they still only get four wins because they're already 0-3. I still think there could be an element of positivity that can go into next year. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You think about how we lump in both of these football teams, and we'll do the Jets very little today because they're playing on Monday. But even from their perspective, like if the Jets were to win Monday, with the Dolphins, who are basically dead team walking, and then you got Dallas, who's a mess coming into MetLife the next weekend after that. Like, it's not. It's not going to happen.
We could be looking at 2-3 teams.
It's not going to. You know, it's not going to happen. But it's not inconceivable.
Jets and Giants 2-3 each going into Week 6.
To at least hope that maybe it could happen.
I mean, it could.
But you got to start this weekend.
But didn't we also say the same thing? Well, Jets, maybe they could beat the Steelers or beat the Bucs.
I said they were going to beat the Steelers.
Well, as I'm saying, and I thought they were going to beat the Bucs or the Giants. Well, they could beat the Commanders, beat the Cowboys, maybe beat the Chiefs. And here we are yet. And then both teams combine 0-6. It is possible. And then the Jets got the Panthers after the Broncos with the Panthers.
Didn't the Panthers just win 30-0? I'm worried about the Panthers.
Yeah, but they beat the crappy Falcons. You get the Bengals with no Joe Burrow, the Browns. I mean, maybe the Jets and Aaron Glenn could start dancing and piling some wins together here.
The Dolphins again at home at some point later in the season. You know, there's definitely wins on the back end of the Jets. There's no on their schedule. No doubt.
BT and Sal, the Fed, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Trey is in Shirley, Connecticut. What's up, Trey? Trey? Okay, he's not there. Kyle is calling from West Orange, New Jersey. Kyle?
What's going on, guys? This is Kyle, bald and sexy. Listen, I'm going to give you guys some positivity here today, okay?
Yep.
Positivity. Yep. This kid's coming from Ole Miss. He's played LSU. He's played Alabama.
Georgia.
Yeah. He's played in bona fide stadiums, 80,000 or plus. So that gives him the edge. I think Dable also... who he's coached, like Hurts and Tua and somebody else, this is what he wants. This is what's going to make everybody, what's going to see whether he can do his job, continue with the Giants, or are they going to go ahead and go with some other coach. This is his last hurrah, or this is going to show what we can get out of Dable, because now this is his guy. And I think it's a positive move. The Giants could have been 2-1 if Russell Wilson doesn't make those mistakes in both of those games against Kansas City and against the Cowboys.
Whoa. Russell Wilson did more than enough against the Cowboys to get the win. He's not the reason why they lost that game.
No, he's not the reason why they lost. I mean, they said maybe the wide receiver did a bad move or whatever.
Well, how was the defense?
He made his contact.
How was the defense, Kyle?
Well, the defense is young, and everybody's up and growing, and I think that's where they want to know right now. You're not a Super Bowl team. You guys know that. Giants on a Super Bowl team.
I'm not asking for a Super Bowl. Stallion. I'm asking for a win.
All right, or even a win. But right now, but the alternative is go to the playoffs, back to the Super Bowl. And that's where you got to head into. And I think with Dart, they got a good stand. They got a good chance to do, or to see what you got.
Yeah.
To see, is he the future, or is he the blooper? Are we going to keep him for next year? What are we going to do
with this guy? Well, of course you're going to keep him for the quarterback.
Sorry, Kyle. Thank you for the
call. You're going to keep the quarterback no matter what next year.
I mean, come on. That's what I mean. This is not just about seeing what... I'm trying to get the message through. Clearly, it's not landing here. This is bigger than just one singular player, even if it is the potential future franchise quarterback that's exciting the fan base with Jackson Dart. It's about everything else. It's not just, let's see if Jackson Dart's good or not. We just went down this road with Daniel Jones for years. How many years was it the same conversation? Whether you think he's good, whether you didn't think he was good, it was always, the offensive line, the defense, the coaching. All those things are still a big question as it pertains to the New York Giants. It's not just, Dart either has it or he doesn't. He could have it, but nobody else around him might not be the answer.
Yeah, and I think unlike, say, maybe basketball where you have a young star player, and I'm not even saying Dart's going to be that, but just in general, where you can almost elevate like an average coach just based on your greatness. If you don't have the components around you, even if you're an incredibly talented quarterback, if the other things aren't lined up, you're just not going to elevate it too much. You're just not. But his point, one thing real quick about the SEC, right? Yeah. So I really think that this is really favorable for Dart. So first of all, the atmospheres, everybody knows this, the atmospheres in the SEC are absolutely ridiculous. Like, we think that the Jets when they're good or the Giants when they're good, like, it's intense. It's times five down there in some of these crazy hotbeds down south. But what I really like specific to Dart, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks over the years, right, that went to Alabama or Georgia or these other teams that just have so much more talent than all the other teams in the country, and they put up these, from a quarterback perspective, they put up these gaudy numbers, they go 12-0, they win the championship, but the quarterback, again, wins because they just have more players around them. He didn't go to Bama with Saban. He didn't go to Georgia. Now, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin's got NFL pedigree, and they had some pros on that team, and they were good. But the disparity of talent wasn't like it was for some of these all-time programs. So not only has he played in hostile venues, but he's also more times than not stepped on the field as an Ole Miss Rebel without the superior talented team, and he still did really well. That's a good thing to me.
Gio is calling from Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Gio?
What's good, man?
Yo.
Let me get you off the speaker. What's good, man? Hello.
What's up, Gio? Buddy? Go ahead.
What's good, fellas? I'll tell you what, man. I'm excited to see Dart play because I've been a believer in Dable now. Granted, what's happened is happening, but I've always been a guy that's like he needs his own QB. Now, this is the time to show for it. So I think every Giant fan should be patient because I think every Giant fan requested that throughout his tenure. But with that, I just get nervous with two things. One, the offensive line play, because it's not been good. I don't want to get my young guy beat up and end up like a guy like Joe Burrow who can't even stay on the field for a season no more, as great as he is. And two, my other concern is Kafka calling the plays. I feel more comfortable with Dable calling plays because inside the 10-yard line, Kafka just can't figure out how to punch the ball in the end zone. He's throwing balls to the left tackle. All these trick plays that we don't
need. Commanders.
We got the talent. We don't need the trick plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I don't think we're a playoff team. I just want to see competitive football, and I think that's where Dable can save his job. Just be competitive. Stay in these games. Stop getting blown out. And let's get back to some Giants football, man. Some competitive. Win a game in the NFCs first, man. Please.
Yeah, really. Thank you, Gio, for the call. Good stuff right there. All right, win a game within the division, for goodness sake. Shouldn't be that hard. Oh, my God. Bad teams by accident find ways to win a game. And maybe Jackson Dart and the Giants can do that now with Dable. I'm with him, though, in that whether it's the offensive line, whether it's his disappointing defense, the play calling, and maybe that'll be the next step here where Dable will retake the play calling if things don't go his way sooner than later. Like, I would give Kafka a week, and if it doesn't look good with Jackson Dart, then if I'm Dable, all right, I'm calling the plays now. Step aside yet again.
But he's really grabbing every card now, right?
Well, I mean,
else could
you
do here? I would.
Yeah.
If you're going to go down with the ship, you're going down with your plays as well. No question.
No, WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Mickey the Gravedigger giving us a go. Mickey, dude, where have you been?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How's it going? I got a new job. Shout out to Silk City Fire. I just got a new job. I'm a metal fabricator now, so I can't really call during the week, but I have off this week, so I was able to call
dude,
in.
Last we heard from you, I wasn't sure what happened. I thought maybe we lost you.
Nah,
been
we're
years.
Good, man. I know. I'm doing really well, man. Everything
I'm happy
is going
to hear
that's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everything's good with you guys?
Yeah, same stuff,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, great. You know, I was calling in. You guys know I'm a diehard Jeff fan, and I'm also an Alabama fan. And like BT was saying before, this kid played for Ole Miss. He didn't play for one of these powerhouses. And he had the best QB rating in all of the SEC in his senior year. And he went 28-10. And with Ole Miss, and that's a big thing. And if Dable can turn Josh Allen, and Josh Allen didn't start, he started his second game going in, and he had a 6-10 record. And if Dable can get this kid to go and get get some wins, get some fire under the whole team, and have like some just put fire in the defense, put fire in the offense, and protect this kid. I mean, they could do something. You know, the Giants has a big legacy, and Eli when he came in Week 11, I mean, you know, he was terrible, and he only won. I think he won one game.
But legacy, Mickey, means nothing. Right?
I know it doesn't mean nothing, and that's not what it is. What it is now is it's a new start. You know, football is now. It's the season starts this week with Jackson Dart and how it is, and there's no turning back. And Giants fans can't get down, and they can't if he starts playing crappy, they can't just give up. They need to give this kid a chance, and they need to give him some breathing room and not expect him to come out and just throw the million balls down the field and win. And just win one game, one play,
And now you sound like a head coach, Mickey. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's what Mickey, you sound great. And I know he's a big Jets fan here. You were saying the same thing about Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I was. But you know what? The Jets are the Jets, man. It's just with the, and let me get a little bit about the Jets. We shouldn't, as Jeff fans too, this is our first year, and we need to give everybody a chance. And we know Fields is not it, right? But what last week, man, we got away from our running game. And what were we doing trying to do all these passing plays, all these play actions? We needed to ground and pound and then, you know, and then throw the ball when we needed to. We got totally out of our game. And
yeah,
like,
but Mickey, hold on a sec. Now, I thought that they were fairly creative as they started. They'd come out throwing you, right? But part of the reason is the Jets have one wide receiver who opponents fear. I mean, their receiving list is awful. So they're just daring teams. All right, hey, listen, we're going to make you throw. We stacked the box. That's why they didn't run to start against Tampa. That's
the
reason.
You got that right. But, and also, is that all? Yeah, you're right. That's all we have. The only person we have is Wilson. And how do you expect us to win one? How do you expect us to win games when we have one wide receiver? We need to open up. We need to get like back like a homegrown, like a Kotcher.
So Mickey, no more like grave that. Digging for you now?
No. I work. Shout out to Silk City Fire. All right,
so you're in the area still?
I'm in Patterson. I work out of Patterson. They're big Giant fans. Jay and Adrian.
Like, I know you were going through some serious health things, and I was trying to be there for you a little bit. We would talk.
Yeah,
but
I remember that. Everything is good, dude.
Yeah, but then,
you know,
I didn't hear from you, and I was thinking the worst. I was like, God, I haven't heard from Mickey for years.
Yeah, and I got a great girlfriend. I emailed you.
You getting married?
I hope so, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
Hey, Sal's going to set up the bachelor party for you. Make sure he's involved, okay?
You guys can come. I emailed you, Sal.
You sound great. You seem happy. Do yourself a favor. Just tread lightly with the marriage stuff, all right?
Yeah, she's a good girl. I'm getting up there, you know. I'm 36 now. I'm getting up there. I got to start settling down, dude.
Well, God bless
That's
you, Mickey.
Awesome,
yeah, and Sal, check your email, dude. I emailed you.
All right, we'll do. Thanks. Right. Good to hear from you.
Wow. To sound morbid, but you thought he passed away, didn't you?
Yes, right? I did.
I know. I remember you telling me what he was going through, and I met him.
He used to call the overnights, and then I'm pretty sure he called us when we first started together.
He definitely did.
And it was bad. I remember talking to him, you know, for a little bit on the way home, trying to uplift his spirits.
We met him at DJ's. He came out to see us the first year.
Yeah.
He was out there.
I did a Knicks watch party with the overnight, and he came out. Like, Loogie was there, and Zoo was there, and he was just not in the best of health. He was going through some really serious things.
Yeah.
And I thought we lost him.
I know. That's
awesome.
And then
sometimes
God
I get the emails
him.
And I'm like, oh, is this spam? Or I didn't know what was going on. But yeah, he sounds great.
He does.
Good for Mickey. Back from the grave. All right, BT and Seth.
That was going to get married.
But Mickey, that's a grave you don't want to dig.
They'll dig it. They'll dig it for you. He doesn't have to dig it. They bring the shovel to the altar.
Come on, Mickey.
She's the right one, man. Yeah, you go for it, buddy. Just make sure you get some licks in before you get married.
We're both going to be in trouble. I know my wife's been listening to the show lately. By the way, I do have to take the L on this. I did email Dove about that song. I said, quote, there was Beasties in there.
There you go.
Young Hearts, Commuter, No Easy Way Out, Rob Tepper.
Oh, yeah, I love No Easy Way Out.
And then I had Don't Dream, It's Over Now, Crowded House. I must have...
Crowded House. That's
I don't
right.
even know who that is. Like, I must have heard it and be like, oh, I like this song.
Crowded House?
That. Like, that, the chorus. If you get the chorus to it, that's what... Like, yeah, I guess I never heard of Crowded House. But the chorus to that song hits me in a spot where I was like, all right, we can play that. Mm. I think. Do we have the chorus up? Can you get that to Hofka? And then, so you just... Like, all these songs, a certain part in the song. It's not just the beginning of the song.
Did you tell Dove what part to play?
Well, obviously...
Hey, if you left it up to him, you're not going to get the right part.
He didn't care about that. I mean, he just said, okay, here's the song, let's play it. Not looking for the best part.
Play, click.
The beginning, that's it. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
You're commiserating with your friends and hanging out, just thinking about life and, you know,
really?
Knocking a couple back. Yeah.
What bar is that?
Yeah, whatever. Could be anywhere.
It could be a little closing time. That's how you end the bar.
Yeah, all right. I mean, similar vein, no?
I want to know what you were doing at that exact moment when you decided to type those
I don't
words.
Know,
that
man.
Is an interesting submission,
I must have been in my feels somehow, hearing that song, like, man, I like this song. It was a popular song.
How many tears did you have dripping down your face?
Yeah, you probably. It was another day of doing battle with BT. We're one wind after the show during the early days.
Yeah, exactly. We got both decompress. You listen to that. I go home. I listen to Olivia Newton-John on the way home. So we could both do it because we're yelling at each other for 4 hours. Let me get some soft music.
All right. Let's talk about something uplifting here. How about the Mets last night, BT?
You got to be pumped.
Oh, no.
Come on. You stink.
No, look, they had to win last night.
No kidding. And they did. Barely. I told you they were going to win two out of three in Chicago.
Barely.
And they did.
All right. And now they're going to have to win two out of three in Miami.
And they will.
Who's pitching?
I don't know.
I mean, literally, we don't know.
Well,
Brandon Sproat's going to start tonight,
and it's going to have to be Holmes and Manaea. You can't put Peterson out there.
Well, he's going to be pitching some of the innings.
I would start Holmes Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Holmes is not any good. Peterson's not any good. Manaea's not any good.
Holmes is better than Manaea and Peterson right now. Holmes is better than those guys.
Fair enough.
He should pitch Saturday.
He'll give you a solid, what, 4 1/3, 2 runs allowed?
Yeah, he'll give you a solid 17 minutes.
Dude, I mean, that's my point. So they won last night. Great. They had to. And they're, you know, the Diamondbacks got beaten to a pulp by the Dodgers. Unfortunately, the Reds were able to hold on.
Did you see the way the Reds won?
I was watching that live, actually.
Dude, what a play.
Yeah, I know. I saw it live. I was like, oh, my God.
I think he's a converted third baseman, too. They said he never played the outfield before that.
It was an incredible catch. Soto was probably great. Soto would probably make that play as well.
Yeah, bounce off his head like in Seiko.
So, no, they had to win last night. Good for them. The offense did their job.
Yep.
They did take 2 out of 3 in Chicago. But that game last night wasn't the problem. They had McClain on the mound, and even though he wasn't terrific, he got the job done. Offense did their job. It was the right lineup, the right defense. Beatty playing defense at third base.
Yes.
The outfield defense, whatever. So they did. By the way, the Cubs outfield defense was terrific. That's an outfield defense that you want. Guys diving all over the place, robbing hits left and right. Guy in left, PCA, whatever it may be. Anyway, Mets did their job. They had their high-end bullpen relievers ready to go, and they needed all of them. Got the job done. Rogers, Raley, Diaz, okay, perfect. Now what? This was the problem. This was when I looked at the schedule saying, man, I don't think the Mets have enough. It wasn't, well, can they not win the game that McClain starts? It wasn't that. It was the rest of it. How the hell is this team going to manage these final three games in Miami? Mets haven't been good on the road. Miami has been hot. Alcantara tonight. Sproat's the only guy that gives you a chance, and even he hasn't been. He's not like McClain.
Mm-hmm.
And even McClain, again, 2 of 5 runs last night. It's not like he gave you 8 shutout last night. And then what? They have the bullpen's depleted. They have no good arm. Like, there's nowhere to turn. They get 3 games.
Keep hitting. You got to hit.
Is it going to be enough? You think they take 2 out of 3 against the Marlins?
I think they make the playoffs. I do. I told you that. I thought they'd win 2 out of 3 against Chicago. Now, for whatever reason, I'm a little less confident that they get 2 this weekend.
All right, so say they get one.
And then obviously you have to have some things break your way. That goes without saying.
The Reds would have to lose 2 out of 3 in that scenario.
Correct.
And the Diamondbacks would have to...
Get swept?
Just not sweep. Because the Diamondbacks right now...
Not sweep, that's what I mean. Not sweep,
they're back by 2 games.
Correct, that's what I meant.
So if the Diamondbacks swept and the Mets went 1-2, they would catch the Mets.
They would catch them.
And by the way, the Padres have nothing to play for. Schlitt said it yesterday on some podcast that basically they're going to rest their guys up. I don't know if they're going to be literally sitting out, but they're focused should be.
Well, same with the Brewers,
the
right? Brewers don't have a whole lot going on.
Brewers, I think they need to win one more game to clinch home field throughout.
Okay, and if they get that, and this is the age-old question, like what responsibility do you have to the rest of the league? The integrity? My answer has been none.
Yeah,
I got a responsibility to the 25 guys in the locker room.
That's a you problem.
Yeah, that is you. That's not me to figure out. You didn't win enough games up until this point. You figure it out.
All right.
I'll tell you what, though. I think you're selling McClain short. From last night.
I know
we gave up some. That young man is filthy.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, he threw some back foot curveballs that are absolutely untouchable. And were they saying this during the game? I don't think it was Ronnie. I think it was Zeal in the post game where his curveball is thrown so hard, right, that the first, I don't know, 30, 40 feet of the presentation, it looks like a fastball. So the hitters really can't, because the spin is so tight because he doesn't take a lot off of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, based with the aerodynamics and the physics, like there's all the like how he manipulates the seams, it's very interesting. I got to learn more about it. his curveball is freakishly good.
Yeah, I mean, 11 strikeouts in 5 1/3 is lights out. Great. And, you know, he started to get a little bit tired. I'm just saying he's a rookie pitcher who's not going to have the full tank to go pedal to the metal the way a true ace would. But he's their ace, and he went 5 1/3 and allowed 5 runs. Like, that's just...
I guess sub-2 ERA, right? Oh, was it ERA, too?
No, it's now 206, over
2. 206?
Yeah, all right, but my point is, 5 1/3...
Phenomenal.
5 1/3, 5 runs... I'm not knocking McClain.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. I'm just talking about like his stuff. Yeah. Which was, and really quick, because Zeal, yeah, it was Zeal, because then Zeal said this, and I don't know why, maybe because they were playing Chicago. Well, I'm sure that had something to do with it, but the way his ball was moving, and you guys, especially to the lefties, again, that back foot curve that's just, no one's touching that. He's really good. And I'm saying to myself during the game, I'm like, wow, kind of looks a little bit like Kerry Wood, I swear to God. And then on the postgame show, when Gary and Todd are talking, Todd even said, I don't know, maybe because they're playing the Cubs, he goes, but that curve reminds me of Kerry Wood when he first came up. Now, hopefully he has more lasting power than Kerry Wood and whatever, but yeah, I mean, he did enough last night. Did you know, and I'm going to come clean, I did not. When Lindor got thrown out at home on the play in the stands, I didn't know that that was an automatic base. Did you know that?
No, I did not either. After the fact, I was like, because when I saw it, I was like, wait, why'd they just allow him? He was out. Why'd they allow him to score? And then I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, now that it makes sense. When you're at a play, you get the extra base.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Gary knew it.
It's definitely happened before. When a guy goes out of play, you can't. You get the extra base. You have to field the ball in play, in the field of play.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I really did not. Like, I thought if you could just recover.
I feel like that's come up before.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
So you say like the Jeter play, for example, because he caught the ball in play and then went out of bounds. That's okay.
Were there base runners on at that particular point?
No, but he made the catch anyway.
It was a third out though.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. So it didn't matter. So we're talking about if the ball leaves, so even that play, it wasn't highlighted because that was a third out.
Yeah, correct.
Even if there were runners on. But that was not a big deal then because of that reason, not because he went into the stands, because if you go into the stands, it's an extra base.
Did not know that. Yeah. So, but if you catch the ball, say, with 1 foot on the dirt track and the body's in the stands, is it the same thing?
I think if he kept a foot in, let's say 1 foot
then
in.
Then he's in play.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I learned something. I did not know that.
Either way, Mets they had to win that game last night. They did. Now let's see if they can finish it up. BT and Sal on the fan. I have my doubts still. And by the way, even if they do, like let's say they do get into the postseason, they're facing the Dodgers. And
well, that's different. Just enjoy the weekend.
There's nothing to enjoy. There's nothing to enjoy. This was not supposed to happen. And I know we could have that conversation on Monday, like, overall, if the Mets don't make it, okay, if they do make it, then when they do get beat by the Dodgers, like, they've been so bad for so long, and even down this stretch just with no pitching, how could you not think the Dodgers are going to murder them in the first two games?
No, I wouldn't give the Mets much of a chance there. I would say that the Dodgers would win, probably sweep them. I'm with you, but... You know, you never know. I mean, that's the easy answer. I know you know that. But listen, if you told any Mets fan before the start of the season, oh, yeah, by the way, you're going to have three Mets go for 30 home runs, which has never happened simultaneously in the same season. I mean, and they basically all bat in succession in the batting order. If Nimmo has a crazy weekend, he would be the fourth.
He's had a career year offensively.
I mean, think about this, though. Lindor, 30. Soto, obviously, way over 30. Pete, way over 30. Like, if I told you that in March.
How many does Nimmo have right now?
25 or 26, I think, off the top of my head.
You might be right.
I might be 26.
Yeah,
I think
25. You're right.
Okay. The one the other night, the three-run shot to tie it at 6, I think was 25. So if I said that to anybody in February or March, you'd be like, yeah, there's no, like, the Mets probably win the division. If they don't win the division, they're probably the first wild card. The fact that they haven't been around as long as some of these other teams, but been around since the early 60s. Gary, Keith, and Darryl didn't do it. David Wright and others did. Like, they got three guys who banged 30 home runs, and they're still hoping to win 80-something games. It's crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Are you familiar with this at all? I didn't really watch the show.
I didn't get into it. I just missed it by a couple years.
Although I loved Katie Holmes. Like back then, Katie Holmes was...
Until she got with Tom Cruise. And
well, whatever. I mean, I'm still... She was in Batman, though, years later.
Yeah, after that,
she was great.
She always had, like, a sore on her lip. It was just kind of...
Really?
I never noticed
Katie Holmes?
Yeah, I'm positive. Either way, keep
going. I got to do some research now.
So, but I... research,
stay away.
You know, Dawson, whatever, couldn't make it. James Vanderbeek, right? He couldn't make it because...
He was a star, right?
Yeah, he's very sick. He has, like, colon cancer.
I saw that.
Dude.
And I did see
now,
that.
Now, my issue is that, and God bless him, and he seems to be doing okay, but I guess not okay enough to where he could attend it. But then I start reading about it, and I'm like, man, you know, because I've been a little backed up here lately. Just be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm changing my diet, I'm trying to lose some weight, and then I'm eating protein bars, and then I read about him saying, like, hey, don't ignore these warning signs, and now I start to think, like, maybe I got to go get checked. Yeah, dude, he's a young guy.
He is pretty young. And he's, what was he, 30, 40?
35, 40? I'm not sure. He's got to be in his 40s.
48.
48.
Oh, is that? Wow. Dude, he's basically our age. Not that young.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Well, more closer to me, but yes, he's...
You just turned 46 the other day, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm four years older than him.
So, but they say you got to go for a colonoscopy after 45?
They moved it up. I think it used to be 45 or 50. They moved it up to 40 a couple of years ago.
See, this is what I'm saying, and I've never gone before.
Oh, I want, you got to go.
And being that I'm having some issues a little bit.
Go for it.
I know, but like...
No buts. Just go. Nobody wants to hear it. Just go, dude.
I know, but I've been worried about this. And I started reading this article yesterday during the show. I didn't tell you. I didn't want to bring it up to anybody, but it took me out of it a little bit. If you guys listen and you notice, maybe I was out of it for a segment or two. I was kind of like, uh-oh, I may have some issues here. I will admit, I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac, but...
You get that from your mom, don't you? My mom's a little bit like that. My mom worries about a lot, and I get that a little bit, but... Just listen.
It's like everywhere you turn, you read something bad, you see something bad.
That's true.
Hey, if you or a loved one has this or that, and I'm like, yeah, and people around me, unfortunately, dropping like flies. Like, it's life. It happens. But now,
think about when we were young, like watching an NFL game, they would have these commercials for like medicine, whether it's heart, blood pressure. You didn't even pay attention. Now you're like, I might be on that in a couple of years. I know. As long as we don't need the blue pill.
Another uplifting segment on BT and Sal. Hey, before we get to the phones here, I don't know if you noticed this the other night. I had it on my list to bring up, and I forgot to yesterday. Coney, during the Yankee game. So this was not last night, two nights ago.
Okay.
They started talking about something. I don't know how they... Oh, no, I do know how they got on it. It was the ESPN game when Coney was doing the game with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And Nimmo was using the sledgehammer in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, I've seen him do it, yeah.
And Cone started talking about how... Oh, yeah, it reminds me of, like, was it Rocky 3 or Rocky 4 when Rocky was training in Russia? He didn't know.
Oh, you can't mess up the ride. That's a layup right there.
I'll give Coney a pass if he got, like, let's say Rocky 2 and 3 confused. Even though...
No, that's not even... No, Mr. T, everybody knows Rocky, Hulk Hogan, right. Thunder Lips. Come on.
But don't you think it's more excusable to maybe confuse Rocky 2 or 3? Like,
No, I don't.
There is no confusing Rocky 4. Like, Rocky IV was a standalone. It is very clear. Yeah. Rocky, Drago.
Apollo dies.
I've never met anybody in my life that has ever said, was that Rocky III or Rocky IV where Rocky went to Russia? Like,
and if that is said, we don't have a lot in common. I'm not going to stick around much longer for the conversation. You have to know the answer to that.
Your boy Coney David
Coney. Oh, Coney, yeah. Well,
he got confused. I thought you were boys with Coney.
Well, I mean, I saw him at a barbecue a couple. I like him. I know him a little bit. I love Coney. Coney's great.
Hoff, maybe you get him on to clear this up here. Like, how do you...
Wait, you want me to text him and berate him?
Yes, I do. Well, I have his text, I think, too. Maybe Hoff can start again. I just really want to know how anybody could go through life having seen the Rockies, but confusing Rocky IV with any other Rocky.
Well, I'm going to give you a theory. Maybe he's not a simpleton like you. Maybe he likes to go to museums
and he likes
to read literature.
Yeah,
maybe,
David
Cone. Maybe he likes other things. I don't know.
I mean, do I need to bring up some of the David Cone stuff? Is David Cone going to museums?
You can still have eclectic interest and do some of those things in a bullpen.
I mean, come on. He messed that up. I was shocked.
That's Cone, a bad miss.
Of all the broadcasters in this town, one.
Yeah, I
know it was a national game, ESPN, but Coney might be the last that I would think would get
Rocky
wrong.
Okay, well, let's go through it. Hold on a sec. Keith, I could see Keith messing that up for sure. I could see Gary Cohen having no clue. I could see Ron Darling having more of a clue, but not necessarily nailing that. I would think that Paul O'Neill would get that, would nail that, because he's a workout freak. He's of the age. I think O'Neill would be able to spit out very quickly and differentiate between the Rockies. I would have also said to your point that Coney would have been very high on that list. So, I mean, I'm a little disappointed, but the guy was also working. Maybe his brain got confused for us. It happens.
Frank is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Frank?
Frankie.
Yeah, turn the radio down.
Frank.
What's up?
I just wanted to say to Sal, I've had about a dozen colonoscopies since I was 40.
A dozen? What, do you like them?
Well, thank you, Frank, for letting all of us know.
Did you survive the 12 colonoscopies?
Survive the phone call. What are you
talking about? What was the point?
12 of them.
You have any insight into what he was actually going
to
say?
He just wanted to rip you and tell you to have you call your father-in-law like you did when you needed to fix a spare tire.
Oh, no, I called Jerry.
Didn't you call your wife to fix the tire?
Jerry, and then, yes, I had to call my wife. My father-in-law has unfortunately passed away,
that wouldn't work.
Yeah,
Did he get a colonoscopy?
That wouldn't work. No, not from that. No, but, yeah, I called my wife. That was one of the days I had to fill in the morning show years ago.
Flat tire
on the LIE at 4:30 in the morning. I called my pregnant wife. You got to come drop the car off, sit here with this one, and wait until they come get it.
She's probably saying, what a winner I married. I got the golden ticket.
Sign the LIE. Pitch black out 4:30 in the morning. I gotta go. I'm sorry. They're waiting.
How many months pregnant? Not deep into it.
Definitely showing. It was.
Well, listen, I do appreciate the hustle because this was how many years ago? So Sammy's
2021.
So
this was probably February of 2021.
You're doing overnights at this point? You're clawing your way back into the mainstream.
I think I was still part time. Yes, I was still part time overnight.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, you get a chance to jump in on the morning show. You got to do what you got to do.
I don't care. Like this, I got to get there. This car, I don't care about. Somebody's got to sit with the car, and I got to get the hell out of here. So they had to come bring me another car, which I could use, and then they had to sit there and wait on the side.
I'm just wondering why he's had 12 colonoscopies. Now, if God forbid, if he had colon cancer,
if you do have the history of it,
well, then you're going to go every year. So I'm going to assume that that's it. But if there
or
is no history,
2 years,
or no detection. That's a lot of colonoscopies.
Yeah. And look, I may have to go, and then you're going to have to host one of these shows by yourself in the coming weeks. Like, that's the other thing. I can't really take off. It's football season. It's baseball playoffs. Like, colonoscopy might have to wait.
Well, the worst is, too, you're going to be stuck in traffic. You got to drink that stuff. Like, that's, you know how it works.
Now, I know, but I would be looking forward for an evacuation myself. Richard's calling from Mount Vernon. What's up, Richard?
Yes, BT.
Yeah.
BT, you got to take an L. Because hold on. You say you're a Yankees fan. But you say you never saw a play like that before when the guy fell in the stand.
Okay.
Watch the first game of the World Series last year. It happened in the ninth inning.
Yeah, when the two guys got booted from the stadium forever.
No, I'm not talking the first game of the World Series when Verdugo fell in the stand. They moved the runners up.
Yeah,
I don't remember
that one off the top of my head, Richard. Yeah. Thank you for the call, but it has happened plenty of times before where I remember either the ball going to the dugout, whatever it may be, and they get an extra base if the ball goes out of play. So that has been a thing for a while. I mean, I can't reference the ones that I remember off the top of my head, but
I remember the Verdugo. I don't remember anything other than Verdugo doing that. And until he brought it up, I actually had forgotten about Verdugo.
You know what I remember from the World Series from last year? I remember Freddie Freeman off of Cortez.
Okay, and of course
you do. I remember Cole,
with the play with Jazz and Volpe at shortstop.
Yeah, the fifth inning there. I mean, that's
not covering the base and Rizzo in space and Judge with the pop up.
Those
what
are the two things that stand out to you. You remember the Volpe grand slam in my mind.
That was awesome.
The Freeman Cortez, cool. I remember, and then I remember the fifth inning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.